Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes Podcast episode 39, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So before I get started to today's topic, I wanted to mention that I did a guest episode on another podcast. My friend Leanne Hitchens runs it. It's called Gadget Smart. You can find it on Anchor and other platforms. But I did a review of the Google Pixel 2 XL, had the phone for a little over a month, and just gave my thoughts about what I thought about the phone, whether I could recommend it, and stuff like that. So check that out. It's Gadget Smart. You can go to gadgetsm.art, and you'll find it there. Okay, so today I want to talk about developing for a single browser and why you should not do it. So I read this article on The Next Web. They did like this PSA about not recommending your users to view your site only in Google Chrome, that your site's like optimized for Chrome and might not work in other browsers. When I read this, and a lot of other people freaked out too, is like, wait, this is still happening in 2017 when, you know, all the browsers are really not too different. Safari sometimes lags a little bit. Obviously, IE 11 is kind of going to be phased out hopefully soon within the next year or two, but it's kind of crazy how, you know, people aren't even developing like for Firefox or for Edge or for Safari. Like all these modern browsers, they're only optimizing for Google Chrome. Now, yes, Chrome has the biggest share of users in the world. It's the most popular browser. And it is, as far as I know, it is the fastest to develop new features, to standardize new features, and all of that. But that doesn't excuse you to just develop for Chrome, unless you're building some like internal corporate application, right? That only like your team is going to see. Okay, that's fine. That's different. You can optimize there. But if you're developing for everybody, not everyone uses Chrome, right? You want it to look good in Chrome, sure, but Firefox, Safari, let's like not forget mobile as well. You're gonna have to optimize for Safari on mobile. You're gonna have to optimize for Chrome on Android. And while you can download different browsers there, you know, on iOS, it's still gonna use the same rendering engine. It's still gonna be Safari Mobile. And so regardless, you're gonna be building for at least like three different browsers there. And really, like as a web developer, it's kind of your part of your job, your responsibility to build for multiple browsers. You know, you have to be aware and have the knowledge of what the different quirks are, the different bugs in different browsers, how they differ. But overall, it's, you know, compared back to like the 90s or the early 2000s, it is much easier now. I remember having to deal with IE6. You couldn't have transparent PNGs. You couldn't have like rounded corners. There were just a bunch of different things that you couldn't do, and you had to do these IE hacks. You had to do like flash files instead of images for transparency, and there's just a bunch of different things. There was like something called has layout, and I'm not gonna get into the nitty gritty, but it was just really bad. And even before that, like with Netscape, a lot of people had these badges on their site to say that, hey, the site's optimized in Netscape, you know, please use Netscape. At the time, it was kind of justified because browsers were just so different. But now, you know, at the very least, like just optimize for all the modern browsers, still give your users a choice. You don't necessarily have to support IE, but you do have to support Edge. That is the default browser that comes along on Windows 10 devices. So yeah, sorry, this is kind of a rant, kind of like a PSA, like this Next Web article, but you know, this goes for anyone, web developers. It's your responsibility to make sure your site works in many different browsers. For QA teams, make sure to test for different browsers. If your developers aren't, you know, testing, make sure you let them know, hey, this doesn't work well in this modern browser. And then, of course, for business and support teams, don't say that you're optimized for single browser. that is not a viable solution. Just make sure it works. All right, thanks for listening. Tweet me new suggestions at SunnySync.io, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.